Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody listen up. Show for everybody. This show is about satisfying that greatness within you. There is a personal greatness. That's the title of the show. Satisfying the greatness within you. I'm your co-host, Talk Dude. And across from me is the one, the only. Remember, there'll never be another. Organic okay.
Wow.
All right.
This one gives comedian Talk Dude, you know, the organic reflection that appears as being a fan, being an actual person that supports the greatness that is in your inventory, allowing us to pass through your pathway, share us within your appreciation. Thank everybody through this holiday season, everybody through the opposition that they're overcoming, and a personal drill, hands-on, trying to navigate through this, you know, COVID-19 virus and family members and other people that passed this actual time. I say thank everybody and desire to live and cherish the actual people that did live and still trying to fight through this opposition. When you care about someone so passionately and so connecting, everything that they is, you feel the heartbeat of the tremble pain that's in their soul. People understand when you really identify with people at another level. Altitude of appreciation goes without saying. It's something that crumbles when you're pain. Now, comedian talking right now to himself. You know, it's part of his thing. But don't think for one moment he's not listening to you. Sometimes he listens to you so much that he can almost say, what you just said before you said it. He, like, grabs your thoughts. And sometimes he flip you over and say, hey, we must be as one. You know? Don't ever think that you see somebody and you think that you feel sorry for them because they got less than you have. Sometimes the fool I'm sorry for is you because you don't see what the greatness that's connected to you that they're presenting. That's one of the things we ought to be understanding. We understand it's more to our actual caring than we actually want to be completely connecting to. You know, it's places sometimes you go in life that you don't just reach your full potential. You reach the greatness that's presenting the full potential that allow you to see even more than you would have ever seen in your own selfish viewpoint, right? So you see that when you go see a comedian that's been through all types of opposition in his life or her life or their life, and they bring to you things that you've been looking for. Is that an accident? Accident, someone bring you through your opposition that arise to the occasion and give you that? You spend a whole lifetime trying to figure it out for their own self, reading all their personal inventory of books that they have been described for their diagnosis of reaching their mind, and they still fall because they didn't understand. It's something about the preparation that you put in to really, really seeing the outcome of being better to the other side of others. And you see what you get in between that. That's the grease. That is the grease that we call working on that ability and making sure others reach that potential. What do you think about that, Talk Dude?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I tell you what. We often talk about, now, the title of the show is Satisfying the Greatest Within You. We need to talk a little bit about, okay, tell me. You know who I am. You know me basically about as well as anybody else does, sadly. So what would you say? How would you talk about me? Let's give an example to the people at home, the listeners out there, God willing there may be at some point. What would you consider truly, how would you basically talk about satisfying that personal greatness? Give us an idea, like for me personally.
Okay, that's right now. Everyone, listen to this. He's looking for people to be on the show platform that he feels like he's accomplished something. What you notice in the most valuable entity of greatness and what people look for, if everybody got it, if it was accessible to everybody, it was just that easy to get, would it truly be important for people to be at the best of the best? Would you see that be that clear? Is it normally the greatest and the best that you run across that everybody have? Or is it the actual idea that people, the greatness is supposed to be hostage to other people, trash? They want to use the greatness as a trash bag to throw all the things that's not the greatest. When you buy great ideas from people, do everybody get to get those ideas financially? People can't afford it. Or sometimes people don't have the resources to actually weigh out the garbage from the actual quality of the item. That some point in time, listen to this part. It's the thing that you said in your conversation. If you had found the most greatest person that you can relate to, that you connect to, would you go out there and look for people just to be in the actual, I would call it, in the lobby of just distracting you? Or would you say, because I connected, I identify with the actual experience that I'm looking for, so I'm not looking for something that's not giving me the understanding that I can truly be and appreciate? You would say, if I found this place and this person, I can truly, truly listen to the abilities that I'm putting forth, and I'm listening to not just myself talk. I'm listening to how the actual vibration levels that is changing my life. And that is where I start from. As I look up to my excellence in my greatness that's in the wealth of me being a part of working through that moment. This is Comedian Organic OK, and this is a co-host, Talk Dude. Now, Talk Dude, does that, in the capacity, does that relate to how you see things? And if that was what it was, would it be meaningful to just leave it and just be abandoned? Or would it be meaningful to just connect to that experience within that ability? Now, Talk Dude, he's talking right now to himself. But don't think.
I'm rehearsing. I'm rehearsing for this show, but I don't want to interrupt you.
This is what he just did. He just told me to interrupt me. He just came out loud. He just interrupted me with a bulletin board saying that he ain't interrupt me. Yeah, okay. Isn't that a show? Now, Talk Dude, since you did all those things, now bring them back to your comedy. You just said a joke within a joke.
It's 6:08 here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please call in. Let us help you satisfy your greatness. Get in the middle of all this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Now, what do you have for the people? Come on, don't act like you don't need the desire that you actually ask for them to give you. Listen to you. You're asking them to give you something, and you're not willing to be appreciative to the space of what that means, right? If you clean the table off after you eat, then the next person coming behind you have a clean table to experience what they want to experience or what they're eating or what they're reading, right? Well, you kind of cluttered. No one really can have the experience that they may be trying to project for their own personal being. You understand these things? He's taking so long because I'm like, he went in to look for something. It's like somebody say, "Oh, I'll be right back." And I'm
okay. I try to look within. I think I've said this before on the show. I try to find a fresh, new, and interesting way to put all this about. Now, honestly, I think the first step, really, to looking for that, you know, satisfying that personal greatness. Okay, today, look, don't wait. Look, I know 2020 is ending. Don't wait for the end of the year to make your resolutions. Make them today. Daily resolution. Ask yourself,
what can I basically do to make this life better? Now, remember, evolution is key. Evolution. You know, evolution and revolution are almost the same word because they are, in fact, the same thing. You are making a change.
Okay.
Now, so ask yourself that. What change do you want to make?
Can you break that down for those that don't understand what that means? Can you break that down a little bit more?
I thought it was pretty simple, but okay, I'll elaborate. Lord knows we have a whole show to do here. Okay, ask yourself what needs improvement. What can you do to make improvement?
Okay. They go to a person that have the words that's right in front of them, but they won't take the time to appreciate what they know that they're reading. But say this to a person that haven't even read the story. How did they identify? See, the one thing you do is you make a luxury of people's all new. And that's right there. That is too, you know, complete to say everyone know what you're talking about. That is too complete. Everyone don't know what you're talking about. Everyone haven't experienced that. See, what you're doing is, it's like you're looking at people and where they at and understanding, regardless of what they know. Some people get drifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get drifted. They don't necessarily know. Like, they get, you know, like, where am I at? Oh, you went this way, you went the wrong route. And what you meant to do was go this way. When you explain things to people, then they say, oh, that's what I did? Because people get lost. You know, this is the time where this is one of the most devastating times in people's lives without COVID-19. Did you know that?
Yeah.
This is the time because people don't have relatives and family. And now they've got even less family, some people. And this is the most devastating time around this tower that the people don't have relatives. Their parents died, their relatives died, friends died, people they looked up to died. And this is a devastating time just in general. And I tell you all the time, if you take the same ability that you want people to give to you and give it to others, what you'll do? You're going to change them more because you really – you see, the one thing people don't understand, if he take the time to understand people like he needs to be understood, he would take people's lives and not even know he changed their life because he had noticed things about people in ways in a very intimate place where they get lost. He'd be able to find things and have a focus because he's digging in a more personable thing, right? And that's the thing I'm trying to explain to you. Once you understand these things and how you talk to people and how they understand you, then you don't have to necessarily make the translation of being, no, I tried. Oh, I need to start over. My voice, how I sounded. It was sounding, my voice was crispy. It was, I was messing up. I was what I meant to say. I said, hey, man, do you realize all the things you think is wrong with you because it wasn't from your desires? It could be all the things that's in the greetings that really make people like you, really make people identify with you on a very personable level. See, all the things you think is wrong with you is all the things that people think is right about you once they connect with you. You know what I'm saying? Once you do those things, you truly are not losing the moment that you have in their focus. You're talking about all the things to get them out of the moment, and what you're doing is these are the things that make you better than what you imagine your ability to be. This is something that rolls you up to the ability of greatness, and you sit here and couldn't all the labels of the meaning in the highlight. It's like you cut all the colors of highlights out and left the page with the highlights at just missing messages. And that's you. The things that you are and your ability is the things that rising you to the occasion. You got to get all that. That is your ability and your momentum to see these things. And once you enhance these things, people are coming to you with a more connected moment. It don't matter how many people that society run into to have Tourette's, have Asperger's, look like you. It's just not adding up to the same thing. And that's what people make. It's like, wow. I just thought it was just something that I just duplicate, and it's just that simple. The formula that they're trying to possess is a formula that they're trying to throw out of themselves and bring something in to sabotage the inventory of their greater license in their soul that highlight where their pathway have been already set to challenge and go through at another level. Now, you say to yourself, where is all that? Because the appetite of your imagination needs to be a buffet of a marathon that keep on giving you when you think that, I don't think I want that. Let me look at something different. Like, you put your greatness on pause to find something that is worse just because you want to find something outside of what you're great at. And sometimes you do that, you can destroy all the greatness that you've been continually moving through and make all the people that work with you, they find destruction that you presented through a toxic battlement of being good too long. There's nothing wrong with that. This life is going to keep moving through, and you're going to be a part of the elements that changing that actual infrastructure and moving through. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And you've been talking with.
It was 16 minutes after the hour, 6:16 here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Please, get in the middle of all this. Hey, we can satisfy your greatness. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, if I'd be so bold, life's greatest to be satisfied. I'd like a few things changed. I really would. I want to be turned around that great epic way. And let me tell you something. A lot of people out there, I've just got so many problems, they feel like they're all pulling me down. There are just too many problems. Too many. Too many to count. No wonder. Look, I know people, everybody's got something. Everybody's got a disadvantage. But it seems like nature gives us more than our fair share.
But if you really looked into your ability to see your problems and the desire that you present to your problems is solutions, that you push your problems with so many opposition and desires that you never free your problems, you give this understanding that you need to be in this actual place, that the greatness in you is always in this momentum moment that you are seeing all the greatness in others. And you take this moment to see all these great things, and you push all that greatness as you detox the pain that's trying to disconnect the ability that your life moves through the plasma in your blood. See, what makes plasma change from water to plasma? That's what you ask yourself. How can the blood survive in your body without the plasma that your body have to make your body move through? Because with just the blood in your body, would you survive? Would you really be able to survive with just the blood in your body? No. It's the plasma that's added to your blood to allow you to move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's people. That's their pain. It's more people pain that you're going to deal with than you're dealing with the raw blood of your problems. So if you're going to deal with more people that have problems and the world have problems, if that's the thing that really makes your blood and make you live, then your problems are just, in a sense, connecting to a bigger purpose. Did you know that?
Yeah.
If you got that out the way, that a bigger problem is there, you wouldn't even waste your time with the little problem you think you are. you realize that's not even a problem. That is just a census, so you can be in the sense understanding the inventory of greaterness that the world possesses. Can you imagine that? I know I said a lot. I appreciate it. But guess what?
What?
I got to keep on going with the idea of caring at a greatness that appreciates that in a very level. Because, you know, you hear something that you really appreciate, right?
Yeah.
And you
that's a good feeling.
And you got a good feeling, but guess what happens when you're not able to maintain that?
What?
It becomes disappointment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love, you care. If someone you overhear saying something's here, highlighting you, and they was talking so massive about you, guess what you have? You have another ability of showing the x-ray of you being more important. Right? And once you're more important, who can stop you? You're more important. You got you. You got you, man. You got the highlight. At the end of the day, you get to wake up and you are you.
I want that feeling. I want that feeling every day. I want that feeling every moment, every second. I need it.
Guess what you need to do?
You tell me.
You need to be you, man. That's what you're missing. When you ain't you, guess what you ain't having?
What?
You ain't having you. You got to be you, man. So when you get that magical idea that's infectious to your partner, guess what you're being? You're you. And you think that's an accident. It's not an accident. It is something that laughter cries to your tears of happiness. That's where the goodness of happiness comes into your ideas, and you see magical creativity. Everybody, this is comedian Organic OK, and I'm talking with co-host.
Talk Dude.
Yeah,
one,
talk
the only,
dude.
Accept no substitutions. Now, here's the best thing. Okay, you got to make the most beautiful thing you can see a mirror. You got to look in the mirror, and you got to like what you see somehow.
But you got to do this, too. You got to make sure that mirror is clean from you so you can see that. So that mirror may not be clean. It may be dirty. It may have all your tears and breathing on it, and that could be residue that don't see clearly through the mirror. So you got to clean it off, right? You have to clean those things off, and then when you sing, guess what you're reflecting? You're reflecting the essence that your soul have put that on a picture, have put that into a digital platform that your mind and your soul connect with your body and raises up the muscle. You think on people, man, people have been never been able to move their body and arm. They're never going to be able to walk again, ever again, people said to them. And because they picked in desire, their body woke up from vacation and say, we ain't gone. We just a part of a better purpose. And they get to a level of so much importance that their tears become dry laughter. They wake up into their soul, and their soul is sparking the world, and the world is beautiful beyond tears and laughter. Isn't that a sunny day?
Sunny day. Any one of them. You know, it's weird. I feel like people, but basically now since everyone's in their house arrest in a lot of ways, come on. You've been forced to stay indoors and really rely on social media to be your whole social life because, honestly, this virus has kept everybody under some kind of house arrest.
Is there any more you really would like to answer?
I think it's an opportunity to get in touch with yourself. Like what you see. Love what you see.
You truly lie to your fairly telling happiness. You understand your happiness is just getting lower so pain can be locked out of happiness. Ah!
There can be happiness. Happiness is the first step. Then you focus on all the stuff you want.
You know what the thing is for this guy right here, Talk Dude to do? if he lock himself in the happiness of his happiness and just not hinder with pain, he don't need to be in pain within this conversation. Because it's like if you drop a screw in an engine, it's going to sound all noisy. He keeps throwing these sounds out just to hear the sound make noise. And that noise is distracting the actual lecture that his soul has been given to his heart. And he has to be clear for his life to be completely understood, where he can move through in the ideas that he truly wants to put into the world. That's comedy albums, stand-up comedy. That is movies. That is all types of writing for TV programs. This needs to be understood. You can't be locked into this oppression that you think that people need to hear so they can be free. Because if you bring in cross-determination of unhappiness, you're going to not truly be connected in a happiness society, because people are going to give you unhappiest moments. You're going to find some of the most unhappiest moments in your best moment. You know, this is Comedian Organic OK, and you're listening to the show called Satisfying the Greatness.
And don't forget Talk, dude.
And now, why,
I'm not just a co-host, I'm also a client. Hey, I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to get pumped up. I want to get self-improved. And I feel like we could, if somebody else would call in, that people really have, if you called in, listen in, if you really just took these steps basically every single day, you get self-improved also.
We talked about this. Once you get into the greatness, you release that actual freedom that you truly have, and people will be there and find that part of their happiness that you're doing. Cleaning out all the sore moments that you have, being locked into that place of making people, wanting people to be there. You're going to devastate your greatness by being connected with things that are not important for you to be worried about. Got it?
Yeah.
So, truly, when you look through people when they pass on, the things, the message they left, you don't think when they really change your life, you think the things they're worried about is not really, should be the things that you should be concerned about, because it's not their happiness that you have came up short with. It is your understanding of not being full with the information that they're giving you that leads you to actually wonder, I wish I had more information from this person. But at the time, the person may not even feel that their words are even worth you hearing. Think about that. When you hear great information from people, you see great people in history, you say, wow, that person's so magical. But then you see they struggle with being happy. They struggle with demons. And you see that message was for you to be clear and carry them in life, carry their words in a place where your heart have highlighted viewings of good moments in caring, right? Thank y'all, everybody. This is Comedian Organic OK, and my co-host is Talk Dude. And
that's
this show is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And, you know, for this moment, I'm gone, but Talk Dude, I'll leave you with a few words, and I'll be gone.
We're on the web, too. Look us up. Get involved. Better your life. It can work at no cost to you, none whatsoever. Take some time out of your day. Make an effort for self-improvement. We're not trying to sell you a bunch of self-help tapes or a whole program for three easy installments of $49.95. Just tune in. Satisfying the greatness within you. We want to thank you all. Thank you. And good night.